Today's scripture reading is from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, verses 1 through 19.
今日所读经文是在《列王记下》第五章1至19节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们先用英文来到启应的方式来读，接着先用中文启应的方式来读。
The king of Aram had great admiration for Naaman, the commander of his army, because through him the Lord had given Aram great victories. But through Naaman was a mighty warrior. He suffered from leprosy. One day the girl said to her mistress, "I wish my master would go to see the prophet in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy." "Go and visit the prophet," the king of Aram told him. "I will send a letter of introduction for you to take to the king of Israel." So Naaman started out, carrying as gifts 750 pounds of silver, 150 pounds of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes in dismay and said, "This man sends me a leper to heal. Am I God that I can give life and take it away? I can see that he's just trying to pick a fight with me." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and waited at the door of Elisha's house. But Naaman became angry and stalked away. "I thought he would certainly come out to meet me," he said. "I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call on the name of the Lord his God and heal me." But his officers tried to reason with him and said, "Sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says simply, 'Go and wash and be cured.'" Then Naaman and his entire party went back to find the man of God. They stood before him, and Naaman said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant." Then Naaman said, "All right, but please allow me to load two of my mules with earth from this place, and I will take it back home with me. From now on, I will never again offer burnt offerings or sacrifices to any other god except the Lord." Let's Let's read verse 19 together. Go in peace, Elisha said. So Naaman started home again.
我用中文来读是《列王记下》五章一至十九节。亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾藉他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。他对主母说：巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，便能治好他的大麻风。阿拉王说：你可以去，我也达顺于以色王。于是乃文带银子十他连德，金子六千舍客勒，衣裳十套就去了。以色列王看了信，就撕裂衣服，说：我岂是神，能使人死，使人活呢？这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风。你们看一看，这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。乃曼却发怒走了，说：我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。他的仆人进前来对他说：我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做么？何况算你去淋浴而得洁净呢？乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：如今我知道除了以色列之外，普天下没有神，现在求你收点仆人的礼物。乃曼说：你若不肯受，请将老奴子同的达土赐给仆人，从今以后仆人必不再将凡债或平安债献于别神，只献给耶和华。我一同第十读十九节。以利沙对他说：你可以平平安安地回去。乃曼就离开他去了，走了不远。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福讲嘅同埋听嘅。
The title of today's message is Naaman is redeemed by Pastor Wilson.
今日陈牧师喺中间讲嘅题目就系乃曼得救。
I don't know about you, but you know, on a hot summer day, don't you like to hear stories?
我唔知道你，如果喺咁热嘅夏天，你喜唔喜欢听古仔咧
？Again, the Old Testament is full of narrative, full of stories.
咁喺舊約裏邊咧，講咗好多嘅描述，好似係一個故事咁嘅形式嘅。
And what you and I have just read is Naaman's story。
咁我哋首先睇到嘅咧，就係講到乃曼嘅故事。
And in his story, we see a stark contrast, among other things, of the wisdom of God versus the wisdom of human beings。
咁頭先我哋睇嘅嗰個嘅關於乃曼嘅嗰個故事裏邊，俾我哋睇嘅一個好大嘅對比，就係人嘅智慧同神嘅智慧。
Because often in a good story that gets your attention, there's always the things that are unusual that pop up。
咁咧一個好嘅故事嘅時候，好多時咧就俾你睇見一啲咧好唔平凡嘅嘢咧，湧現出嚟嚟到去得到你嘅注意力。
And that's true in this story in the Old Testament too。
咁喺我哋舊約呢一個嘅故事裏邊，俾我哋睇到亦都係一樣。
Because if you're familiar with the Bible, you'll know a pattern that God so often chooses insignificant means to accomplish His purposes。
咁如果你熟悉聖經嘅時候，你都睇見咧，神好多時咧就係選擇一啲咧好似唔為人注意嘅一個途徑，嚟到去完成佢嘅旨意。
We see that truth weave throughout the scriptures。
你喺聖經裏邊，你一直都睇到呢一個嘅真理。
For instance, in the stories of Elijah and Elisha, 1st and 2nd Kings, the prophets of God, the love of God is set particularly, if you're familiar with those stories, on the poor, the defenseless, the widow, the orphan。
咁好多就算你喺列王记上、列王记下，你喺以利亚同埋以利沙嘅身上边，你都睇见神嘅爱好多时咧临到嘅系边啲啊？系啲贫穷嘅人，一啲唔可以自己保护自己嘅人，一啲嘅孤儿，一啲嘅寡妇。
And here, surprisingly, 2 Kings 5, again, great story. God chooses an Israelite servant girl, maybe the age of 10 to 13, to be the hero. The hero of the story.She's the one who points this powerful man, Naaman, to the living God.
好似我哋今日睇嘅《列王记下》第五章里边，你要睇见咧，系神去选择一个小女子，可能佢只不过系十零岁嘅，系毫无能力嘅，佢将一个咧好有权力嘅人咧引到去神嗰度。
God chooses the lowly, the despised, the foolish, the weak things of this world.To accomplish his kingdom building.
神去选择在这个地上里面看为是愚拙的被人去藐视的或者是软弱的或者是不被人看起 的事情来到去完成他的心意。
The Apostle Paul in the New Testament urged the church in a similar way. And let me show you. In 1 Corinthians 1:26, Rachel, if you don't mind, you could shine it up there.
就好似咧喺新約裏邊咧，我哋都睇見神去點樣嘅講道。
Think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth.
就好似喺保羅佢嗰度講道，佢話世人厭惡的乃是神所揀選。佢話弟兄們啊，可見你們蒙召的，按著肉體有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊貴的也不多。
Even the message itself, the world calls foolish.
呢一個世界所認為愚拙嘅呢一個嘅信息。
And what's that message?The message of God's free grace, the message of the cross.
呢个系一个咩嘅信息咧？就系咧一个十字架嘅信息，一个恩典嘅信息。
To echo the Apostle Paul again, 1 Corinthians 1:18 is foolishness. But for those who are being saved, it says there, that is redeemed, it is what? The power of God.
就好似使徒保罗喺哥林多前书一章十八节嗰度，佢讲佢话，因为呢个十字架嘅道理，喺灭亡嘅人就为愚拙，喺我哋能得救嘅人就认为系神嘅大能。
Yeah, anytime you approach a story in the Bible, you need to ask it questions to dig out truth.
每一次当我哋睇圣经嘅时候咧，我哋都要问一啲嘅问题嚟到去寻求呢一个嘅真理。
One of those questions is, what's God contrasting?
其中一样嘢就系话到，究竟神佢要喺呢度俾我哋睇到一个咩嘅对比咧
？Here it's God's gospel, the world calls foolish. God's wisdom versus human wisdom.
喺呢度俾我哋睇见嘅就系话到呢一个嘅福音喺人睇起嚟 就是一个愚拙。在这里讲到神的智慧和人那个的智慧。
Maybe some of you are scratching your heads and saying, how can this young servant maid girl, age 10 to 13, be the hero?
有人就可能说这个十零岁十至十三岁的这个小女子这个仆人她怎么可以成为一个英雄呢
Well, you can't get much lower than her in a hierarchical society like Aram. Aram, like a traditional culture, has a hierarchical society.
咁如果咧，你睇翻咧喺当时古代阿兰呢个嘅国家呢个时代嘅时候，佢哋系有好多嘅阶级嘅。
The Arameans were the enemies of Israel. Jesus says in Luke 4:27, the New Testament equivalent were Syria.
咁样这个阿兰国呢以前在那个时间呢就是以色列的一个敌人来的。那如果你在路加福音耶稣会讲到就是说叙利亚这个地方。
And perhaps this little Israelite slave girl who's an alien in a foreign land was probably captive militarily. Captive as the Arameans raided Israel.
而这个女孩子呢她就是亚兰人去攻打这个以色列的时候被掳掠去成为做这个奴仆的。
She didn't have the same rights as a native born Aramean.
她呢和在亚兰里面出世的那些人呢是她不可以享有那里的那个权利。
And as you well know, in a hierarchical society, women were viewed inferior.
而在当时的社会里面呢她也是一个女性所以也是不被人看高的。
She was a servant, a slave, a maid.
她只不过是一个奴仆一个仆人。
And God wants you to contrast the heroine of our story, the little girl, with mighty, worldly Naaman.
但是呢神就给我们呢让我们去看看这个强烈的对比这个的女孩子在神去用佢嘅，同呢一个喺人眼中里边所睇嘅一个嘅元帅乃曼。
Who's Naaman? Successful, powerful, military commander.
乃曼系边个啊？佢系就系一个咧好有成就、好有能力嘅一个嘅元帅。
Do you see the contrast, girls? If you don't mind, look. I want you to see this in the text. It's in the text. It's in the Bible. Verse 1. The contrast.
在圣经里面首先我们看的第一节那里有一个很你可以看见一个很 强大的对比
Naaman the commander of his army because through him the Lord had given Aram great victories this guy's a hero in the world's eyes
乃曼在世人的眼中在世界的眼中看来是一个英雄来的因为他这里讲他说曾藉着他使到亚兰人是得胜的
A mighty warrior, it says, right?
一个很大能的战士
But,
但是
leprosy.
但是他有大麻风
Remember that as we unpack this message here. Leprosy. Successful, but had leprosy.
他一个很有成就、很成功的人，但是他有大麻风
And compare him, the valiant soldier, victorious, Naaman, with verses 2 and 3. Girls, if you don't mind, verses 2 and 3, with...The little servant girl, Israelite servant girl.
一个这么英勇的勇士，这么大的成就，我们再看看第二、第三节里面讲到这个小女子，这个小孩子又怎么样呢？
Right. Among their captives. Slave, right? Among the captives.
他只不过是在他们被掳掠的人当中的其中一个。
Given to Naaman's wife as a maid.
他是去服侍乃曼的妻子的，他只不过是一个奴仆。
And then what's startling, verse 3. One day the girl said to her mistress, I wish, incredible, I wish my master would go to see the prophet in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy.
在第三节那里这个的女孩子她怎么说她说巴不得呢我的主人呢可以去到撒玛利亚那里呢去见那个先知呢那就可以呢她大麻风是得医治了。
There's always a fly in the soup.
很多时候即你喝碗汤里面好像有只乌蝇一样。
Have you noticed that? You don't have to be alive long to know there's always a fly in the soup.
你唔需要咧活得好多好好老，你都会知道好多时咧，当有碗好好嘅汤嘅时候，你就发觉咧里边有乌蝇。
What that means is your life, my life is completely subject to all sorts of forces in and around us.
即系话咧喺我哋嘅生命里边，喺我哋嘅人生里边咧，好多时喺我哋四周围咧都有唔同嘅阻力。
You might think today that you're a pretty accomplished person in this world.
你今日可以可能你会谂咧，我系世界上面咧都有成就嘅人。
And that deludes you into thinking that you're self-sufficient.
咁呢一个咁样嘅谂法咧，好多时咧就可能咧误导你去觉得咧你自己系一个自给自足嘅人啦。
But you know, that gets destroyed pretty easily by looking at the world.
但系咧呢一个咁样嘅错觉咧，好容易其实你已经睇到噶啦喺呢一个世界里边。
Because often, no matter how hard you work, no matter how much you've achieved, something in life.Whether it's within you or out there, ruins it.
但系你咧，好快你就会知道咧，无论你系几努力，无论你系几有成就都好，你会发觉咧，好容易咧，就无论喺外在或者喺你自己里边咧，就会有一啲嘅嘢咧，你都会破坏咗。
You don't need somebody like me to tell you that. You know that by living.
我谂咧，你活着嘅时候咧，你都唔需要话俾你知，你自己亦都经历到。
There are tons and tons of examples to show you that you're not in control. You are not.In control in this world.
在很多很多的例子里面，我想你自己都知道，你在这个世界里面，你是不可以掌管这一切的。
But let me explain, right? Because I, again,
譬如我解释给你
听, I'm a preacher, right? I have to explain it a little bit, right? There's bereavement. Bereavement.
在我们的人生里面，我们有哀伤的时间，哀悼的时间。
People you love the most die.
你最爱的人，他们会过身。
Then there's the difficult illnesses that you and I have to struggle with throughout life.
在我们生命里面，我们都会经历的就是一些的疾病，我们会在当中是去挣扎的。
And I haven't even mentioned the relational betrayals that you experience or the financial disasters that you might experience.
那还有的就是可能你会经历到的就是人际关系里面，你会发觉你是被人来到去违背的。或者是经济上面的困难。
You see, Naaman is accomplished. He has everything, but he has leprosy.
乃曼是一个很有成就的人，他有很多的成功，但是他有大麻风。
See, no amount of wealth, no amount of success, no amount of power can make you resistant to those things.
所以无论你有多少的财富，你有多少的成就，你有多少的能力，当这些阻力来到的时候，你都不可以抗拒到的。
Every person in this room, every person out there, no matter who you are, these things are going to happen to you sooner or later.
无论是在这个房里面的人，在外面的人，这些世界上这些阻力，这些事情都会发生在我们的身上。
See, according to the Bible, your self-sufficiency, the fact that you think you're in control is a fallacy, is foolishness.
当我哋谂咧，我哋系一个自给自足嘅时候咧，呢一个嘅谂法就系一个错误，系一个嘅愚拙嘅谂法。
And God contrasts that constantly. Human wisdom, like what's human wisdom? Connections, power, money, with God's wisdom, the weak, the lowly.
神喺呢度就将俾我哋睇见嗰个嘅对比，人嗰个智慧，人以为佢可以有同人有联系啊，有能力啊，有权柄啊，有财富啊，同就系人嘅智慧嘅时候，神俾佢睇见神嘅智慧系呢一个嘅谦卑。
Even if you're young,
就算你好年轻
，in this room, I want you to think for a moment.
我都想你去谂一
谂。The things in life that ruin your day.
你睇下究竟喺你嘅每一日嘅生活，你有边啲嘢你会觉得咧系好似咧系摧毁咗你嘅嗰一日咧
？You see, you and I go through life. We think we're in control. We think we're in control of life.
好多时我哋以为咧，我哋可以咧控制到我哋嘅生命。
And something comes along, whether it's in you or out there, to ruin it.
但系咧，有阵时咧就无论系喺外边或者喺你里边，有啲嘢发生咧，就会系咧去将佢咧破坏咗噶啦。
And then you wake up.
咁你就醒唔过嚟。
And you realize you were never in control. of life.
咁你就醒悟過嚟，你係從來其實都冇掌管控制到你自己嘅生命。
You always were fragile. You always were vulnerable.
你常常其實都係好脆弱嘅，好容易受傷害嘅。
Self-sufficiency is an illusion.
如果你覺得你自己係自給自足嘅話，呢一個只不過係一個假象。
And you know that as you live, you go through life.
当你过你每一日嘅生活，你经过你嘅生命嘅时候，你就知道。
And get this, sometimes it doesn't have to be something from out there that ruins it, right? It could be something from within you.
可以喺你里边或者喺外边嘅事情发生嘅时候，就已经可以破坏咗啦。
Have you heard the words from your doctor? There's a genetic flaw in you.
你有冇听过医生曾经讲，哦，喺你嘅身体里边咧，有一啲遗传里边嘅一啲嘅瑕疵
？Right, I heard that from my doctor. This.Wilson, you have a genetic flaw. Your heart is weak.
咁咧，我就喺我醫生嗰度曾經講過啦。佢話你喺遺傳嗰度咧，有一啲嘅弱點咧，就係你嘅心臟咧係比較弱嘅。
Or maybe sadly, you heard from doctor, I'm sorry, you have cancer.
又或者咧，醫生咧會同你講話啊，唔好意思啦，你有癌症。
See, no matter how great you've built your life up, it will be ruined.By something out there or within you.
咁所以咧，无论你花几多嘅努力嚟到去建立你嘅生命都好啦，有一啲嘅嘢喺外在或者内在咧，都可以将呢啲嘢摧毁。
Because there's something wrong. There's something wrong.
因为有啲嘢系唔妥嘅。
Naaman is a successful military commander, yet he has leprosy, a disease.
乃曼系一个好有成就嘅元帅，但系佢有大麻风。
And there's obviously a lot more wrong with us on the inside of us than out there.
好明显，对我哋嚟讲，亦都系有一啲嘅嘢喺我哋里边或者外边系唔妥嘅。
Maybe you hide your deep anxiety very well.
或者你喺你里边有好大嘅一个嘅忧虑，不过你隐藏咗。
But how does that make you feel as a person, a pretender?
但系。咁嘅时候会令你点样嘅去谂你自己咧？你会觉得你自己系一个假装嘅人。
What if you're a type of person who nurtures grievances? You won't let go.
又或者你系一个人咧，常常咧长年累月喺你嘅心里边咧，就系培育紧一啲咩？一啲嘅埋怨，一啲嘅牢骚。
For years and years, you hold on to grievances.
咁咧，一年一年嘅摆喺你里边，就系你去揸住呢一啲咁嘅怨恨，一啲嘅埋怨。
You see, you can't shake it. You can't shake it.
你唔可以将呢一啲嘅嘢咧嚟到去松开。
Why? Because the bitterness, the self-pity is deep in you.
点解？因为喺你里边嘅一啲嘅苦毒，呢啲嘅自怜咧，系深深嘅留喺你里边。
What happens if you're very proud? If you're a proud, stubborn person?
又或者咧，你系一个咧好骄傲或者好固执嘅人。
You're so stubborn that you never.Take advice from anyone.
你咁顽固，以致咧任何人俾你嘅忠告咧，你都唔会去接受嘅。
You don't listen to anyone who tells you about your flaws.
你唔会听任何人去话俾你听，指出你嘅一啲咩嘅瑕疵，一啲嘅错处。
What if you have some kind of addiction in life?
又或者咧喺个生命里边咧，你有一啲沉溺咗喺里边嘅嘢咧，你系俾佢控制住。
A lot more people that you and I know, or even yourself, struggle with resentment.
或者甚至你会知道有好多嘅人或者你自己都系喺当中常常有好多嘅愤怒。
Because you don't have to go through life that long to know that you will be treated unfairly.
因为咧好多时你会觉得咧喺你嘅生命里边你系冇被公平嘅去对待。
You see, we're jealous. We're jealous of people who have a good life.
我哋咧对于一啲咧可能咧觉得有一个好生活嘅人咧，我哋会去讨去妒忌。
And often when we are struggling, we view other people as the problem.
咁好多时我当我哋喺挣扎当中嘅时候咧，我哋睇人哋咧就系我哋嘅问题啦。
You see, again, the list can go on and on and on, but I don't have time to go on and on.
咁我哋可以咧继续可以数到落。
All these things can linger deep down in you.
咁呢啲嘅嘢咧，可以喺你里边咧，成日喺度徘徊。
So you might detect some of those things, but you're actually, if you're a human being, you live in denial.
咁有阵时，其实我哋可能自己都会知嘅，但系我哋自己喺度否认。
Denial to the fact that those things are deep down in you.
我哋去否认咧，喺我哋里边咧有呢啲咁样嘅事情。
And someday, when the circumstances are right, they spring up.And they ruin things.
咁但系到喺某一啲事情发生嘅时候咧，可能呢啲事情就会发出嚟咧，咁就会咧系去粉碎咗你。
That's why the ancient Greeks had a whole genre in their literature, in their plays, in their dramas called tragedy.
所以喺古代嘅希臘裏面咧，佢哋咧喺佢哋嘅文學上邊，或者喺佢哋嘅話劇上面咧，佢哋有一個嘅文體咧就叫悲劇。
I think people like Daniela or Noel, those in 10th, 11th, 12th grade can probably tell you about Greek tragedy. They're forced to read those things in high school.
咁喺高中嘅嗰啲嘅學生，我諗在中讀高中嘅咧，你都知道，好多時你哋都可能咧都要讀到呢一啲嘅文學。
And the premise of the plot is this: everything is going on in life, and then there's a tragic flaw.
咁好多時咧，呢啲故事啊，或者呢啲戲劇咧，佢嗰個嘅進程啊，都係話事情進行得好好，咁然後咧有一啲嘅慘事發生。
Right, sometimes the tragedies and the plot lines are very dramatic.
有陣時可能係好戲劇化嘅。
And the Bible agrees, life is tragic.
咁聖經裏邊亦都同意講到，佢話生命其實係一個悲劇。
Why is that?
點解咧？
It doesn't matter what kind of nice life you put together or think that you're putting together.
因為咧，無論你係點樣嘅去將你嘅生命擺埋一齊都好啦。
The Bible makes it clear something in a fallen world is going to ruin it.
圣经话俾我哋听，喺呢个堕落嘅世界里边咧，梗会有一啲嘅嘢咧，就系要嚟破坏咗呢啲嘅生命。
But often that's a good thing, not a bad thing, right? Because you wake up to reality.
但系有阵时咧，咁嘅时候咧，反而系一件好事，因为咧就叫你咧喺现实里边咧去醒悟过嚟，醒觉过嚟。
To realize that you don't have control.Over many things in this life,
咁咧就叫你咧嚟到去認識到咧，原來咧你喺生命裏邊咧，你有好多嘢你都唔可以自己掌管到。
And you've been deceived by the world and thinking you have otherwise.
好多時我哋就被呢個世界咧嚟到去蒙蔽咗，我哋話俾我哋聽咧，啊唔係嘅，你可以有控制到嘅。
You know, Christian scholars tell us that's the reason why most people who seek God have something go wrong.
咁好多时咧，好多嘅基督徒嘅学者咧，所以佢话俾我哋听咧，有好多时有好多人咧去寻求神咧，就系喺佢哋有困难嘅时间。
That's why the story of Naaman and God's grace is very stark.
所以俾我哋睇见咧喺乃曼呢一个故事里边，佢我哋睇见神嘅恩典咧，嗰度系一个好强嘅。
Sadly, the story Naaman has leprosy.
咁冇错。我哋睇见乃曼佢有大麻风系一件好唔好嘅事。
Let me ask you, why does something have to go wrong?
点解有啲事情咧系要出咗错嘅时候
？Why does there always seem to have trouble? Why is the trouble always on the horizon?
点解成日要有呢啲咁嘅麻烦系产生嘅咧
？Because it's the only thing that registers in our life that wakes us up.
因为好似咧系唯有系喺呢咁嘅情况呢嘅事情里边嘅时候咧，先可以咧剥醒我哋。
It shakes us up out of our illusion of self-sufficiency.
喺我哋呢一个能够自给自足嘅呢个咁嘅假象里边咧，嚟到去摇醒我哋。
It alerts you to the fact that you really don't have what it takes to live life.
佢俾你咧醒觉嘅，佢知道咧就系你系唔可以有足够嘅能力嚟到去过你嘅生活嘅生命嘅。
You and I can't do it alone.
我哋自己系唔可以靠自己嘅单单。
Again, that pattern is weaved throughout the narratives of the Bible.
咁咧，你见到咧呢个咁样嘅模式咧，其实喺圣经里边咧一个故事一个故事，我哋都睇到系咁样嘅模式。
And we see that Naaman's been shaken, right? Naaman listens to the Israelite servant girl. He listens to her.
你喺呢度你睇见乃曼就好似被摇醒咗咁样，去听呢一个以色列嘅小女子所讲嘅嘢。
So as the story unfolds, what does he do? He says, "I'm going to listen to her. I'm going to go to the prophet of Israel, the prophet in Samaria, and I'm going to go."
咁喺呢度佢就讲到话，我要去到呢个以色列嗰度，呢啲嘅先知嗰度。
But did you notice how he went？
但系你知唔知佢点样去法咧
？Girls in verse 5， he goes
第五节
with human wisdom。
当佢去嘅时候，佢亦都带着人嘅智慧去。
Because what does he load his mules with？ 700 pounds of silver， 150 pounds of gold。Verse 5。
佢去嘅时候咧，你见佢咧，佢带着乜嘢啊？佢话咧，佢带着咧，即系相等而家嘅咧七百磅嘅银，125磅嘅金去到。
That must have been some caravan, huh?
咁一定咧要用好大嘅好大嘅车咧先可以运到佢。
And then on top of that, he has 10 sets of fine clothing with gold and silver emblems woven in them, and he brings them too.
咁佢仲有咧带咗咧十套嘅衣服咧系用金线银线咧嚟到去绣好嘅衣服。
You see, God is softening his heart. He listens to the Israelite servant girl, but he has his baggage.He has the world's wisdom with him.
你要睇见咧，神咧去软化佢嘅心，去听呢、这、一个以色列嘅呢、这个奴仆嘅呢个嘅说话去，但系咧佢仍然系带着人嘅智慧嚟到去。
Because slowly, as the story unfolds,
慢慢
he begins to understand that God's grace is free.
但系慢慢当你去睇个故事嘅时候，你就睇见咧，佢慢慢终于明白到咧，神嘅恩典系白白嘅。
God's grace is unmerited favor.
神俾我哋嘅恩典唔系靠我哋人嘅善行嘅。
It's a gift of God.
系一份礼物，从神嗰度俾到我哋。
God's grace can't be earned. It can't be bought.
我哋系唔能够赚翻嚟，我哋系唔可以买到嘅。
And God gives it to you freely as He wishes.
佢随着佢嘅心意系白白嘅嚟到去俾我哋。
Many of you are familiar with this verse. Slide 2, please, in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Paul clearly states it. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
好多人都熟悉呢段经文噶啦，佢嗰度讲到，佢话你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，免得有人也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
He said God can't be manipulated, He can't be bought.
我哋唔可以咧嚟到去操纵神。
And God doesn't allow you and I, nor Naaman, to bring your human pride to Him.
神亦都唔会让我哋咧，好似乃曼咁样咧，带着我哋自己嘅嗰个嘅骄傲嚟到去神嗰度。
See, Naaman, the great military leader, has to be humbled.
乃曼呢一个嘅元帅，佢要先谦卑自己。
The prophet of God sends a messenger out to meet the great military commander. A messenger.
神嘅先知咧，去差派一个使者嚟到去见乃曼。
And Naaman is furious. What? Doesn't this?Prophet of God, know who I am? He sends a messenger.
咁乃曼咧，佢就觉得咧，好似吓呢一个先知，佢唔知我究竟系边个咩？就咁样差个使者嚟见我就算。
And then on top of that, what's the remedy that the prophet of God Elisha tells Naaman to do? It's so simple.
咁然后咧，仲有就系话到，哦呢个使者嚟到就话俾我听，以利沙就系叫我做咁样嘅嘢，咁简单嘅嘢。
Anyone can go and wash in the Jordan River. Anyone can.
每一个人都可以去到约旦河嗰度去沐浴啦。
In fact, he says, "Why the Jordan? It's not a river like the Abana or the Parpar rivers of Aram, where it's tumbling with cold, refreshing water. It's this still Jordan, this unpretty, this ugly river."
咁佢话点解要系佐顿啊佐啊？约旦河咧，佢话其实喺亚兰里边，我有嗰个阿巴亚河同埋嗰个法拉法河，咪仲更加好。
You see what God is doing in Naaman's story？
你知唔睇见神喺乃曼嘅生命里边要做啲咩嘢咧
？He's humbling him. All these little details, he's humbling Naaman.
喺呢啲咁细微嘅嘢里边，神要乃曼去谦卑落嚟。
And that's what he does.To us too, He humbles us so that we go to Him.
神佢都系要咁做，要我哋谦卑喺佢面前，去到神嗰度。
God does that to all who come to Him in faith.
每一个去到佢面前有信心嘅人，神都要我哋咁样做。
Because Naaman has nothing worthy to offer to God, and neither do you, neither do I.
因为乃曼同埋我哋一样，我哋都冇咩任，我哋冇任何嘅嘢可以系去到神面前系有嗰个价值可以系去俾神嘅。
And as we learned in Sunday school today, our good is not good enough to give to God for His grace.
喺主学里边，我哋都学到就系话到，就算系我哋嘅好嘅嘢，都 都唔足够好到我哋系可以去俾神。
Again, details of stories are very important because you'll miss the point. Naaman is not an Israelite. Naaman is not an Israelite.
喺呢，我再睇见嘅就系话到，乃曼佢唔系一个以色列人。
He's a Gentile.
佢系一个外邦人。
He's not only a Gentile. He's an Aramean, Assyrian, an enemy of God.
咁系一个亚兰人，或者就系一个而家讲嘅就系一个叙利亚人。佢系以色列嘅敌人。
You know that wasn't a popular message when people read 2 Kings 5. It wasn't a popular message in Elijah's day for the Jews.
咁对于当时嘅犹太人嚟讲咧，当我哋读到呢一段经文嘅，对佢哋嚟讲咧，唔系佢哋咁中意睇到嘅。
And fast forward centuries later, it wasn't very popular in Jesus' day either.
咁就算咧喺好多世纪之后，喺耶稣嗰个时代咧，呢一段嘅经文亦都唔系话佢哋好多人都中意睇到嘅。
In Luke 4, Jesus returns to his hometown Nazareth.
喺路加福音第四章佢讲到耶稣翻到佢自己嘅家乡拿撒勒。
He just performed miracles amongst the Gentiles going through Galilee.
咁佢啱啱咧先至喺外邦人当中喺加利利嘅附近地方里边咧系做完一啲嘅神迹。
And the local people in Nazareth who were Jewish, they wanted Jesus to do the same thing. They wanted the same miracles that he just did in Galilee that they heard about.
咁咧呢啲喺当地拿撒勒嘅犹太人咧，佢哋就好希望耶稣咧都喺佢哋当中咧做耶稣做过嘅呢啲神迹。
And Luke 4:27 tells you Jesus' response.
咁咧喺路加福音嘅第四章廿七节嗰度就讲到耶稣点样嘅去回应呢一啲咁嘅犹太人。
And the people demanding in Nazareth, demanding that Jesus perform the miracles that he did amongst the Gentiles. This is Jesus' answer. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian.
咁当耶稣咧去回应呢啲人要求佢去做一啲嘅神迹，就好似耶稣当时喺外邦人里边所做过呢医治嘅神迹嘅时候，耶稣就咁样嘅回答佢哋。他说先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多是大麻风的，但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。
Anyone familiar with that story? I didn't put it up here. What happens next? Verses 28 to 30 in Luke 4. Anybody remember?
有没有人记得当耶稣讲完这个这之后呢，当时的人他们是怎样的反应呢？
The crowd sought to take Jesus' life.
嗰啲群众佢哋就寻求方法嚟到去要攞耶稣嘅性命。
You see, to experience God's grace, you have to be humbled.
咁如果我哋要去经历神嗰个恩典嘅时候，我哋要谦卑落嚟。
That means you have to realize, you have to admit that you're spiritually a weakling. You are unable to love God.
咁即系话到我哋要去承认嘅就系我哋喺我哋嘅灵里边，我哋系冇嗰个能力嘅。我哋要谦卑我哋自己。
We can't earn what God gives us.
我哋唔可以赚到神所俾我哋嘅。
And we must look to Him and Him alone in our weakness that we might be strengthened by Him.
我哋要喺我哋嘅软弱当中嚟到去仰望神，以致我哋能够可以被佢嚟到去坚强。
See that.Demand goes to all of us.
呢一个嘅要求系落到我哋每一个人身上。
God says you must abandon your pride. You must abandon your pretensions.
神话我哋一定要咧去舍弃我哋自己嗰个嘅骄傲。
Because God clearly states in His Word, He saves, not us.
因为神佢喺呢度咁样嘅讲，系佢拯救，唔系我哋自己拯救。
He restores.He rescues, He redeems, we don't.
他是叫我们康复过来，是去拯救，他是去拯救我们，去救赎我们，我们自己不能够。
God promises always, God's promises always require faith, right?
神的应许常常需要的就是我们的信心。
And you ever scratch your head and wonder, God's promises, His commands, they look foolish. They look improbable, they look unbelievable.
咁好多时咧，神嘅应许咧，睇俾我哋睇起上嚟咧，好似系好愚蠢嘅，冇可能有嘅，或者系唔可以相信嘅，唔会发生嘅，冇可能嘅。
His commands seem foolish, impossible.
佢吩咐我哋做嘅嘢，好似系好愚蠢、好愚拙嘅，冇可能嘅。
But when you trust and obey God, when you believe, they become, according to Paul, according to God, the power of God.
但是呢，如果我们是相信和我们是信服的时候呢，就好像保罗所说，这个呢就成为神那个的大能。
And I hope you see that Naaman story, because that's what happens. He's humbled and he starts to obey.
如果你在乃曼的故事里面的时候，你就看见了，当他去谦卑下来的时候，去信服的时候，
And good things start to happen, right?
咁嘅时候，你就睇见呢一个好嘅事情发生啦。
Because Naaman, before he was humbled, he'd say, "What? Wash in a Jordan? Preposterous idea!"
因为当乃曼喺佢未谦卑落嚟之前嘅时候，佢嘅话就系话，去到呢个约旦河嗰度嚟到去沐浴，简直系一件可笑嘅事。
And do you know what seems more ridiculous to us today?
今日对于我哋嚟讲，更加荒谬嘅系乜嘢
？That you and I have to put our faith and trust in a man who was executed on a cross over 2,000 years ago to give you and I a renewed life now。
就系今日我哋要神叫我哋做嘅系咩？就系要将我哋嘅信心摆喺一个喺2000几年前钉喺十字架上面已经死咗嘅人个身上边。
That's why often,
以致我们能够是得着一个新的生命。
The people you speak to concerning the gospel, they look at you puzzled and saying, "What are you crazy?"
咁所以今日有好多人，当我哋咁样做嘅时候咧，有啲人就话你系咪有啲精神问题噶
？Because in a sense they're right. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to do that.
因为冇错，对呢啲人嚟讲，佢可能会觉得系好荒谬。
It's crazy, right? You do that. You place your life in the hands of someone who died over 2,000 years ago, and then you get forgiveness. You get forgiveness from sin. You get resurrection from the dead. You get eternal life.
因为好多人就咁讲吓，你将你嘅信心摆喺呢一个二千几年前被钉喺十字架上面嘅人，嚟到以致你相信嘅时候，你可以得着呢个饶恕，得着呢个永生，简直就好似系好荒谬嘅事。
I don't know if you see this. I hope you do. You know, in the Bible, there's always images, pictures in words that kind of speak to us.
咁喺圣经里边咧，你如果留意到咧，好多时咧，佢会用一啲嘅字，用一啲嘅影一啲嘅事物咧，嚟到去俾我哋睇见一个嘅意思。
And often they're common images like water.
Yes.
Anybody, do you know what water in the Old Testament is symbolic of?
有啲可以係一啲好普通嘅嘢，譬如好似水。水究竟喺舊約裏邊，佢係代表一啲咩嘢咧
？Anyone？
有冇人知道咧
？What's water in the Old Testament symbolic of? Not the New Testament, Old Testament.
喺舊約裏邊，當佢講到水嘅時候，佢象徵到一啲，或者係指到一啲咩嘢咧
？Anyone？ No one?No wonder you got to go to Sunday school. You got to go to Sunday school.
冇人知啊，咁你就要翻主日学咯。
我提醒，
讲笑啫，讲笑啫，你应该去主日学嘅。
Go to Sunday school. Death,
死亡。
Water, Old Testament symbolic of death. Jonah, thrown overboard and swallowed by the depths of the water. Death.
咁喺旧约里边，好多时咧水咧就讲到系呢一个嘅死亡。咁如果你睇约拿书嘅时候，约拿佢被吊到去呢个大海，去到呢个深海里边，俾呢个大海嚟到去吞食。
Psalm 69，
诗篇第六十九篇。
David crying out, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck." Verse 2, "I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I've come into deep waters, and the flood."Sweeps over me.
咁咧喺诗篇第六十九篇，嗰度咧系讲到神啊，求你救我，因为众水要淹没了我。喺第二节嗰度咧，系话我到了深水中，大水执漫过我身。
And Naaman finally agrees. He's finally humbled enough to dip himself 7 times in the Jordan River.
咁最后乃曼佢都谦卑落嚟，佢喺佢去到呢个约旦河嗰度沐浴咗七次。
And it's there in the water where he sees by faith death to his old life and life to his new。
咁就喺呢个水里边嘅时候咧，佢就睇见咧系藉着信心，佢嘅老我系死过去，而佢嘅新嘅生命系重新过嚟。
Regeneration, new birth, new life. He rises up.
一个嘅新生命，活过嚟。
I hope you see it is very important to see the contrast, human wisdom, God's wisdom.
我希望你呢度咧可以睇到一个好强烈嘅对比，人嘅智慧同埋神嘅智慧。
Because our default mode, even as Christians, is human wisdom. We need to be aware of that.
因为就算我哋基督徒，好多时我哋都用人嘅智慧去做事。
It's a life or death issue.
呢个系一个生同埋死嘅问题。
And we see that in the comparison. The young servant Israelite girl has faith. Has faith. You know, she should have hated Naaman. She was enslaved by him.
你喺呢个嘅呢段嘅经文里边，你可以睇见唔同嘅人物。呢一个嘅女嘅奴仆，呢个小女孩，佢可以系好憎恨呢个嘅乃曼嘅，因为佢被掳到去嗰个地方。
That's the world's wisdom. Fight back.
咁用人嘅智慧就会话咧，我要报复。
Serves him right. No, she says, I pray that he goes to the prophet of Israel.That he goes and be healed of his leprosy.
但佢唔系按着人嘅智慧嚟到做事。佢话我巴不得我嘅主人可以去到呢一个以色列呢个先知嗰度嚟到医治佢嘅大麻风可以得着医治。
And the other contrast here is incredible. The king, king of Israel, has no faith, no real faith.
另外一个好大嘅对比就是你睇见咧呢个以色列嘅王，你睇见佢系完全冇信心嘅。
Did you notice that in the text?He's frightened. He's frightened by Naaman, the Aramean military commander.
他被到乃曼这个亚兰的元帅来到的时候，他很害怕。
Girls, if you don't mind verses 7 and 8, I want you to see this.
在第四、第七节那里去讲到。
And that's why it's important. When you read the Bible, you've got to read it slowly.
当我们看圣经的时候就要慢慢看
read it again and again slowly. Don't read it like you read a newspaper.
不要好像看报纸那样
Read it slowly, digest it.
让你要慢慢的看慢慢的消化不要水过鸭背
When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes in dismay. He's afraid.
他说到这个以色列王当他看到那封信的时候他就说他就撕裂衣服在这里就是他很忧愁
He's saying,This man sends me a leper to heal. Am I God that I can give life and take it away? I can see that he's just trying to pick a fight with me.
咁佢就话啦，啊呢、这个人系写封信嚟叫我医好佢嘅大麻风。佢话我岂是神呢？能够使人死使人活？呢、这个人打发人嚟叫我医好佢嘅大麻风，系咪就系话其实系要寻找一啲嘅可以攻击我嘅地方呢
？You see, the king of Israel at that time, during Naaman's day, was living without recourse to the living God.He might say he believes. He doesn't believe.
咁喺呢度咧，你会睇见咧，喺当时呢个以色列王喺乃曼呢段时间里边咧，佢虽然系一个以色列王，但系咧，佢所过嘅生活咧系冇倚靠神，冇倚赖神。
As you know, as there's a lot of peaks and valleys in the Old Testament, it was a lull at this time for the people of God. They didn't really believe.In a living God either.
在那个时代呢以色列人神的子民呢他们所过的生活呢很多时候都是有高有低他们那时候就在他们那个低潮那里他们不去倚靠神。
And that should warn us.
这个可以给我们一个警告一个提示。
Don't take anything for granted.
我们不要觉得有些东西是理所当然的。
You could attend church regularly.
你可以经常的来到去翻教会
and not seek and thirst and hunger after God.
但是你没有寻求渴望去追求神
You don't cast your anxieties on Him.
你没有将你的忧虑摆在神那里
You may be a long-standing member of a church.
你可能是教会里面一个已经很久的会友
But the reality is you have no faith.In the Lord Jesus.
但是事实上你是对耶稣基督你是没有这个信心的。
And this is one of the reasons why it's so important to examine the case studies in the Bible about God's grace.
所以我们要好为什么这么重要就是我们要很小心的来到去看圣经里面给我们看到的这些这样的不同的个案。
Because you and I can't make spiritual progress.It's not possible unless you see that the world can't help you.
因为呢在我们的属灵生命里面呢我们不可以有长进的除非我们看见的就是说到这个世界是不可以帮到我们的。
I gotta say it again. Did you notice Naaman? He had everything in the world. Three things. Connections to the top people, the king.
嗱喺呢度，我想大家要留意睇下，你即系睇唔睇到嘅就系、是、乃曼其实佢喺个国家里边乜都有，佢有三样嘢。第一就系、是、佢对于喺高位嘅人，佢有嗰个联系。
Secondly, a lot of wealth, a lot of money.
佢有好多好多嘅钱。第二样嘢、就是。
Thirdly, power, expertise, skill, prowess, connect. He's got everything.
第三就系佢有好多嘅权力，佢有好多嘅技术，佢有好多嘅本能。
But it didn't help him get rid of the leprosy.
但系呢一切都帮唔到去除去嘅大麻风。
And God had to bring him to the end of his rope. He had to cry out in desperation to the prophet of God.
神就要佢带到佢去到呢一个绝望嘅境界里边嘅时候，佢先知道佢要向神嘅呢一个先知嚟到去呼喊求助。
And you and I also have to get to that state.Our spiritual bankruptcy, our desperate need for God to receive His grace.
你同我都要喺度经历到，就系话到喺我嘅属灵生命里边呢一个到一个破产嘅地步，我哋要去到佢嗰度，系要得着神嗰个恩典。
And that's not easy because we are very uncomfortable when that happens.
啊，系唔容易嘅，因为点解？因为当咁样发生嘅时候，我哋唔会觉得好自在。
But how do we know Naaman's redemption?Was body and soul.
但系我哋点样可以知道乃曼佢呢度嘅嗰个被拯救系身体同埋佢嘅灵魂都得救咧
？Well, it's pretty clear. Verse 15, guys, don't mind.
第十五节嗰度
，What does he say?
喺呢度佢讲乜嘢
？Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel.
在这里乃曼他说什么他说如今我知道除了以色列之外普天下没有神
You see, Naaman is healed of leprosy That led him to reject his false beliefs
乃曼他是被医治在他的大麻风当中被医治过来以致他看见这个世界其他那些都是假神
But if you read the story carefully What Elisha is after is not primarily to heal the suffering.
但喺呢度你要睇见就系以利沙，佢唔系净系话佢净系医治乃曼嗰个嘅大麻风。
He knows the suffering got Naaman's attention.
佢睇见冇错，系呢啲嘅疾病系叫乃曼得到乃曼去注视到佢嘅问题。
In fact, for all of us in all of our situations, the only way we ever hear the gospel.Meet the real God is through some type of suffering.
而喺我哋每一个人嚟讲，亦都系好多时，我哋点样先至能够去听呢个福音，去遇见呢个真神啊？就系喺我哋嘅苦难当中。
Because it drives you away from the dream of self-sufficiency into the hands of the living God.
因为呢啲苦难咧，就系叫我哋咧喺我哋可以就自给自足嘅呢一个咁样嘅梦想里边咧，系醒悟过嚟，叫我哋去到神嗰度。
And verse 15 clearly says.Then Naaman and his entire party went back to find the man of God, and they stood before him. And Naaman said, "Now I know there's no God in the world except in Israel."
就好似喺第十五节嗰度，佢讲到，当乃曼佢就带住所有嘅人嚟到去到神人以利沙嗰度，站喺佢面前就话：如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。
You see, Naaman.Lived in a pluralistic religious world like us.
乃曼佢好似同我哋一样，都系活喺一个咧多神化嘅一个嘅社会，多神宗教嘅一个嘅社会里边。
And he had to go back and face Syria, face Aram.Face the people who were pluralistic religiously.
咁佢亦都要咧，系翻去佢嘅国家阿兰或者叙利亚呢个国家里边咧，去面对咧喺呢一个多神嘅一个嘅社会里边生活。
I hope you see. He realizes his real problem wasn't the leprosy. It was his lack of relationship with the Lord Jesus, with God.
喺呢度俾佢睇见嘅，佢真正嘅问题唔系佢嘅大麻风，而系佢同神嘅关系。
And he realized something was blocking his relationship with the living God.
他也看见有一些东西呢是拦阻了他跟这个真神那个的关系。
But now, he's going to go back to a pluralistic religious society and say, God, The God of Israel is the true God.
咁但係而家佢知道佢要面對一個嘅事實，就係當佢回翻到佢國家嘅時候，佢就要面對呢個多元化宗教嘅社會裏邊。
You know, often God does bring a cure, and that blows away, you know, the stumbling blocks, so that we come to relationship, saving relationship with Him.
咁好多時都係嘅，神佢帶俾我哋有呢一個嘅醫治，佢亦都將咧攔阻我哋嘅嘢咧嚟到去除去，叫我哋能夠去同神有一個關係。
But let me for a moment speak to those of you who don't know Christ.
但係對於一啲咧未認識神嘅人，我想同你講嘅就係、
是、，You see your other problems, your financial, your relational, your physical problems, they would not devastate you if you realized that you need to rely on the true security in your life, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想讲俾你听嘅就系话到，就算你所面对嘅咩问题，你嘅经济或者你系人际关系嘅问题，或者你身体嘅问题，呢一啲嘅其实呢一啲嘅问题咧，都唔会咧系叫你咧系好似绝望嘅。如果你能够可以喺耶稣基督嗰度，你能够去完完全全嘅嚟到去倚靠佢，揾到一个真正嘅安全。
Naaman finally relinquished his pride.
乃曼佢最终佢就系去舍弃咗佢自己嗰个嘅骄傲。
And he saw it was wrong that he was living for himself.
佢知道原来佢系错误嘅，当佢如果佢净系为自己嚟到去过生活嘅话。
And it's very apparent that God broke through and changed Naaman.
神就系将佢粉碎，而将佢改变过嚟。
See, all this is possible because centuries later, a greater prophet came, right?
点解呢啲系可能咧？就系、是、因为咧喺再过几个世纪之后，有一个更加大嘅先知嚟到。
And Jesus on the cross went under the ultimate waters of death and judgment for those who believe in Him.
耶稣基督为到相信佢嘅人，佢系入到一个更深嘅水里边。
See, Jesus is like Elijah, is like Elisha. He brought life in the midst of death.
耶稣佢就好似以利亚、以利沙样，佢将呢个生命由死里边嚟到去救活过嚟。
And the waters of death submerged Jesus on the cross, and he conquers sin, death, and hell for those who trust and believe in him.
耶稣佢入到去呢个死亡嘅深海里边，但佢为到我哋，佢亦都去战胜咗呢个嘅罪，战胜咗呢个死亡。
You see, as you know that good news more and more, as you know the living Christ more and more, as you know God through Christ more and more, He will enable you to trust and obey His commands.
当我哋更认识呢一个嘅真理，更认识耶稣基督嘅时候咧，我哋就可以更多嘅嚟到去相信同埋倚靠佢。
But as I said earlier, Naaman's new life was full of challenges, full of difficulties.
但我头先都提过就话，乃曼佢呢个新嘅生命，其实亦都系要面对好多嘅挑战。
His newfound faith would bring conflict to his life in Syria.
佢呢个新嘅信仰会带俾佢喺佢嘅生命，佢翻到佢嘅国家里边嘅时候，好多嘅冲突。
At the latter verses of our text, he says that, he's asked for forgiveness because he's a public official and he's going to have to go in with the king during worship of the god of Ramon.
咁喺呢度讲到，因为咧喺当时嚟讲咧，都系一个元帅，系一个公众人物，所以佢亦都要去同阿兰王咧，系去到嗰度嘅一啲拜偶像嘅庙嗰度咧，嚟到同佢哋入到去当中。
Because that's his job.
因为呢个系嘅工作。
He's second in command.
佢系一个元帅。
And he has to rely on God's grace and mercy to face the challenges of the life of faith.
佢要去依靠神嗰个恩典同埋怜悯，嚟到去面对佢生命里边嘅挑战同埋困难。
And just like Naaman, you too.
就好似乃曼，
you and I,
你同我都一样。
How we can give witness to God?
我哋要选择我哋点样嘅嚟到去见证神。
Can you say today, like Naaman, many centuries ago, I don't really need the healing?
你可唔可以好似乃曼咁样讲咧？我要嘅唔系嗰个医治。
I'm thankful if I get the healing for my suffering.
但系喺我嘅受苦当中，我好感恩嘅就系我得着医治。
But I'm more thankful that it leads me to repentance and faith.
但是我更加感恩的就是说到，因为这些而叫我能够是有一个悔改，有这个相信。
Can you say, like Naaman, I need forgiveness for my sin. I need a new relationship with God.
你可不可以好像乃曼那样讲，就是说我需要神去饶恕我的罪，我需要有一个跟神有一个新的关系。
I can't earn it. I have to receive it by faith.
我不能够自己的去赚取，我要是藉着这个信心来到去领受。
That redemption is achieved for me by what Jesus did as the Son of God.As the Son of Man.
因为我的救恩是因为耶稣基督神的儿子他所成就的。
You see, when you anchor your life on Him, on Jesus, then you're not going to waver. You know? You're not going to be scared like the King of Israel. You're not going to waver between one day scared, one day spiritual, one day scared. You know, you're going to be secular when things go well.If you don't know Jesus. And then suddenly, you're going to be spiritual when things don't go well. You just run to Jesus.
如果我们是将我们的生命是安稳在神的手里面的时候，那个信心在他那里的时候，我们就可以呢，不需要呢，整天呢，在我们的惊恐和在我们的信心当中呢，好像两边在摇摆不动那样。当事情好的时候，我们就过了一个属世的生活。当事情不顺利的时候呢，我们就走到去呢，是 去寻求神，要好像 要 寻找一个属灵的生活。
And then you're going to be like the king of Israel and Israel in its downtime.You're going to say you believe, but you don't really believe.
亦都唔好似咧一个以色列嘅王咁样喺佢哋信心低落嘅时候咧，佢哋喺佢当中话相信，但系其实佢哋系唔相信嘅。
And you're going to go back and forth, scared, spiritual, scared, spiritual.
以致你就唔会喺度喺两边喺一个恐慌同喺一个要追寻属灵嘅事上面喺度两边嚟到去徘徊。
Unless.Like Naaman, God touches your heart.
除非好似乃曼咁样，神去触摸到你嘅心，你谦卑过嚟。
And you go return and give witness to Him.
咁你就可以翻去见证神。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父多谢你嘅话语。
We thank you, Lord, for Naaman and his story.
Thank you 你俾我多谢你俾我哋睇见乃曼同埋佢嘅故事。
Lord, we are very prideful people as well.
神啊，我哋都系好骄傲嘅人。
And so I pray, Lord, that you would invade each heart here.
神啊，祈求嘅你去进入到我哋每一个人嘅心里边。
And free us from our pride.
去释放我哋，叫我哋喺我哋嘅骄傲当中释放过嚟。
May we humbly follow the Lord Jesus.
让我哋谦卑嘅嚟到去跟随耶稣基督我哋嘅主。
And live a life worthy of our calling.
以致我们的生活是跟我们所梦的恩召是相称。
We don't know the end of the story because the Bible doesn't tell us what happened to Naaman.
圣经里面没有告诉我们乃曼他最后的情况是怎样。
But we do know this, you touched his life.
但我们知道你触摸了他的生命。
And he went back to his world.
当他回到去那个地方的时候。
To bear witness.For the King of Kings.
去嚟到为到呢个万王之王嚟到做见证。
And I pray that we do likewise.
神啊，祈求我哋都系咁样样。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名求，阿门。